بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحلفوا بالتواضع ولا بآبائكم. Still in this chapter on the prohibition that we should not take qasam of anything else besides Allah Ta'ala, and that also we should try and avoid. Allah's name, na'udhu billah, is not cheap. That we just take, some people have got a habit in everything, wallahi, wallahi. No, we shouldn't do that. Allah's name is not cheap at all. It is a very great and honorable name. Only when it is absolutely necessary, then we should take a qasam and take it only in Allah's name, and no other name should we take a qasam. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not take an oath, a qasam, by the idols' names. And do not take a qasam, an oath, by your forefathers, your predecessors, your ancestors. That is, that before the days of Islam, people should take a qasam on their idols, Lat and Uzza. And they should say by Lat and Uzza, etc. So this Islam was still new at that time, and many people who had come into embraced Islam, come into the fold of Islam, they still hate that old habits. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from that. And neither of your forefathers, your ancestors. Our local people here, they believe a lot in their ancestors. Anything they do, they believe their ancestors will become upset, etc. And that they have got powers like Allah Ta'ala. Many of them who even become Christians or even become Muslims, but inside they still have got that ancestral belief in them. So that, and they take oaths on them. So that also is totally wrong. وعن بريدة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم من حلف بالأمانة فليس منا. A person who takes oath on an amanat, a trust, is also not from amongst us. Now what is the meaning of taking an amanat on a trust? That Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran Sharif, Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa-bayna yahmilnaha ila al-ayah. That Allah Ta'ala said, I put my trust, my amanat, on the heavens and the skies and the earth and the mountains. But they said, we cannot bear this trust, it's too heavy for us. This trust here refers to all the things that Allah Ta'ala has made farad upon us. Namaz, Roza, Zakat. Insan stood up at that time. He was a humble creature and he said, I'm prepared to take this trust. Just like sometimes a father gives a job to his big son who can do it. But the son is in his own mood, in his own world, and he says, I don't want to do it. The little boy who's got great love for his father, 2-year-old, he says, I'm ready, I'll do it, because of his love. So insan had that love for Allah, and he said, I'm prepared to take upon this trust. So this trust is all the first things in our farais, in our deen. So do not take a trust on a qasam on the name or in the name of namaz, in the name of hajj, in the name of fasting, etc. That also we should not do. So if we have to take a qasam, only in the name of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. It is not permissible to take an oath on farais actions, because an oath may only be taken upon Allah or his attributes. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, if such an oath is taken, it will be binding and kafara will need to be given in expiation. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, that the trust will be, it's not right, you did the wrong thing. Like giving 3 talaqs to your wife is wrong. But if you give it, it takes place. But you did the wrong thing, you should just give 1 in 1 month. And the next month again another one, and the third month if you have to give talaq. This will give you a good chance to reflect on your position also. But just giving 3 talaqs one time is called a bid'ah. But if you do it, it takes effect. Just like that, to take qasam on anything else besides Allah Ta'ala on the farais, that also is a wrong thing you did. But the kafara of it, you will still have to give according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. According to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, the oath will not be valid in the first place. It's not valid at all. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Buraida رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من حلف فقال. If a person took a qasam in this form, and he said in his qasam, إني بريء من الإسلام, I am free of Islam. That means I've got nothing to do with Islam, نعوذ بالله. If somebody took a qasam like that, فَإِنْ كَانَ كَاذِبًا فَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ. And then if he was a liar, he just said it like that, then he is as he said. وَإِنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا, and if he's true what he said, فَلَيْ يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ صَالِمًا, then he will not return to Islam 100% perfect. Now there will be a deficiency in him. And of course, a person should never take such a qasam. But if he took it, then that will be the condition. One who takes an oath that he is free of Islam, if he does a particular action, then if he does it, he will indeed lose his iman. If a person took a qasam that if I do something, then I won't be a Muslim anymore. If he does that thing, then he will have lost his iman. May Allah save us all. If he does not do the action, he will still be guilty of having committed a major wrong by taking such an oath. That still he will be guilty, and he will have to give the kafara of it. For this reason, ulama have mentioned that a person should not take an oath upon matters of faith. We must be very careful, and unfortunately, very sadly, this is becoming more and more common. People, our youngsters, young girls, on any small thing, they just becoming murtad. They say, I've got nothing to do with Islam. May Allah save us. Just because of a love, not even love infatuation, at school, at varsity, etc. Just because they think they're in love with somebody, and the parents don't want to agree to the marriage, they give up their Islam. A little child, some time ago, mother told the child not to eat a certain sweet which was haram. The child said, in that case, I give up Islam. Okay, so unfortunately, we are living in such times, and we have to be very careful. Giving up Islam is not just a matter of giving up Islam, but it is a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع رجلا يقول. حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that he heard a person saying لا والكعبة. He took a قسم, no, by the قسم of كعبة. This whatever they were discussing, he said no, not at all, by the قسم of كعبة. لا فقال ابن عمر. Then حضرت ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه told that person لا تحلف بغير الله. Do not take a qasam of anything besides Allah. Not even the Kaaba Sharif. Not even the Rauza Mubarak Sharif. If we have to take a qasam, only the Allah's qasam. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. For I heard Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ saying, مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ أَوْ أَشْرَكَ. A person who took a qasam of anything besides Allah Ta'ala, then that person has made kufr, or he has made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. The explanation of that comes that some ulama say the words committed an act of disbelief, kufr or shirk, polytheism, are used to show severity. Not that actually he becomes a kafir, but it shows how severe it is. It is like going out of Islam. This is similar to the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ostentation, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, for show, is shirk. Doing that is not actually shirk, but it is so severe that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam equated it with shirk. But it doesn't mean that if a person do things for name and fame, that he becomes a mushrik, na'uzu billah. But it shows how severe the guna is, how terrible it is to do things for name and fame for sure. Taking an oath on an entity besides Allah can take one of two forms. One, taking an oath upon something with the belief that it enjoys the greatness similar to the greatness of Allah. This is actually shirk and prohibited according to the consensus of the ulama. If a person takes a qasam of anything else besides Allah, believing that that is equal, it has got same power like Allah, then that is open shirk. By that a person will become a mushrik and he'll go out of the fold of Islam. But if he doesn't believe that that thing has got power like Allah Ta'ala, then he has committed a severe sin still. But he won't go out of the fold of Islam. Two, taking an oath upon something due to the love or association people have with it. For example, by the oath of your son, or by the oath of your life. This is also sinful, but not as grave as the first time. What people love, and you take a qasam, then you show that you how true you are, and you're taking the qasam of that of your child, or of anything else like that, of your life which is dear to you. But this is also wrong, but it's not as severe, that when you take something and you revere it, you honor and respect it, and so much that you think it of it as equal to Allah Ta'ala, then by that a person will go out of the fold of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala in all our things do it according to Sharia and save us from all wrong. Wa akhiru da'wana.